Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa, a spiritual community that promotes global transformation through personal transformation. At the center, we are motivated by a compelling vision of a healthy, loving world, which we call the Global Heart Vision. This vision inspires us to bring the gifts of compassion and loving kindness to the world through our ministries and teaching. What you are about to hear is a recording of a message delivered at the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa. Feel welcomed. Feel at home.
Beautiful and gentle introduction to our Sunday morning. There must be a lot going on in your head, Mr. Fritchie, with Christmas Eve coming up and orchestration and Thanksgiving and choirs. It's amazing how he holds it together. And that's a beautiful way to welcome us to some spiritual practice. So I invite you to arrive. And to let the movement in your body come to its conclusion. To be here. Which seems like an odd thing to say, because where else would you be? But we mean to be aware that you are here and not somewhere else, and not someone else also. And then we can start to notice those movements that are automatic, breathing, thought moves, and there is within us that something, an awareness, that is observing everything. It has no opinion. And so as I read these words of prayer to you, notice if opinions arise. And see if instead you can let the words land, wherever they land, free from opinion. The one that created all created me. That one lives within me in an intimate way. And expresses itself in sacred, holy ways. I rest in this truth. I rest completely so that I may surrender everything. I surrender all opinions about who I am. I surrender all my desires. I surrender even my attachment to outcomes of any kind. Because that one in me is the freedom, the foundation of freedom, the freedom of who I truly am. As I surrender, I begin to allow I cease trying to guide, create, or direct my life for a moment. So that moment when I land sweetly and solidly on the awareness of what that one in me guides me to do. As I let go and allow, all of my life becomes an expression of the sacred. I declare, all my life is holy. All life is holy. I relish this ease, the simplicity of watching. And as I watch from within, the natural beauty of life reveals itself to me and guides me in my thinking, in my visions, in my choosing, in my speaking. With bountiful and unending gratitude, I surrender this word of prayer too. I let it be also. And I rest in openness. And so it is. At the Center for Spiritual Living, we teach that there is only one power, and it is in and through all things and common to all people. And we teach that this power is personal to all and available to all as an indwelling presence. And that the primary way that we make use of and express this power is through our own consciousness. And there are as many ways to express and channel and understand and relate to this power as there are sentient beings. This month we're exploring the different ways different faith traditions observe holy days. There seems to be a concentration of celebrations around about this time of the year. There's a question I'm often asked, and the question is, why do we observe other spiritual traditions? Why not just stick with Science of Mind? And the answer is to neutralize the idea that different is dangerous. Another question I'm often asked is, why do you have symbols like altars of different faith traditions all over the center in different nooks and crannies? The answer? To remind us that there are many paths, but one destination. Or as Ralph Waldo Emerson expressed it so beautifully, to the poet, to the philosopher, to the saint, all things are friendly and sacred. All events profitable. All days holy. All people divine. A local school contacted us and asked if they could bring their children for a tour of the center and all of our exhibits as part of their cultural studies. They did it for about 3 or 4 years. Reverend Joyce and I would guide the tour, and the children were just fascinated to learn about the different ways of faith. You may have noticed the symbol above our stage over here. It is the Science of Mind teaching symbol. It was designed by our founder. I'll take it out of the, there it is over there. It was designed by our founder, Ernest Holmes, to show how creation works, specifically how it works through you and me. Now, the circle itself represents that one we were talking about in the prayer, the infinite spirit. And the three sections represent different functions of the infinite. Using the imagery of a garden, the top represents a seed, as in our thought, our choice. And the middle represents soil, in other words, the place where thought goes to be germinated. And the bottom represents the plant, the result of the seed. And the V going through it represents the creative process itself as a reminder to us that a seed must be planted if we wish to have a plant. Now, if you want to know a little bit more about our Science of Mind teaching, you want a refresher, you have two excellent opportunities coming up. A free quick start class called The Art of Spiritual Living on three Sunday afternoons, January 5, 12, and 19 at 1 p.m. And I'll be teaching it, and there'll be videos and handouts and exercises. It'll be great. And if you want to go even deeper than that afterwards, our practitioner, Megan Rooney, is teaching the basic principles of Science of Mind on Tuesday evenings starting on January the 28th. Now, this is not the same class that you took 12,000 years ago called Foundations or Beyond Limits. This is new content to keep it fresh, to teach the same material in a new way. In the class, you're going to learn about your surface mind, the place where the seeds are formed, the choices, the opinions. You're going to learn about your deeper mind, the place where those seeds go to be germinated. And you're going to learn how to have a more friendly, skillful relationship with your inner life. So both these classes are open for registration, the free one and the longer one, online starting today. Now, around the Science of Mind symbol here above the stage, you see icons of other faith traditions. This was created by William Abel, who designs our stage. So I'll bring it here for you to see so we can walk through it. At the top, the circle at the top represents all paths. Going down the right, we have Islam, Native American wisdom traditions, the Taoist traditions, Sikh, and Celtic traditions, the earth-based traditions. Going around the other way, we have the Christian tradition, the Hindu tradition, Buddhist tradition, and this is the Inca symbol of ancient traditions, Jewish traditions, and then the bottom, the black symbol, represents all paths yet to be discovered, those that are still being formed somewhere. Now, today, we have a statue of Buddha on the stage because we're exploring a Japanese Buddhist celebration called Rohatsu. And this is also thanks to William Abel. He tells me the four candles represent the four noble truths of Buddha. Now, Rohatsu in Japanese means the eighth day of the 12th lunar month. After the Japanese adopted the Gregorian calendar, many celebrations got fixed on a certain date because they used to move around, making it tricky. So the celebration became fixed on December 8th, starting on December 1, concluding on December 8th. And it is sometimes called Bodhi Day. Bodhi means awakened. So Rohatsu is the celebration of the moment Buddha achieved enlightenment, or when he became awake. Now, what does it mean to us in our Science of Mind tradition to become awake? Well, using that surface mind, deeper mind, and the resulting plant, the surface mind is where I have choices and opinions and reactions. These are the seeds. And the deeper mind is the place that receives our choices, beliefs, and opinions and goes to work on them. This is all going on all the time, and here's where we sometimes run into trouble. When we aren't aware of what kind or what quality of seeds we are planting in our deeper mind, and when that unawareness is dominating, we can sometimes experience our life as being chaotic. And then it's almost for some as if we are sleeping through a dream state, walking through a dream state. Have you ever had one of those dreams where you can't control the outcome? Like maybe you're in a car, and even though you know it's going in a bad direction, you can't stop the car going there. Nobody? Is this just me? Okay. And then when I wake up, that's when I realize, oh, you know what? In the waking world, I can stop the car. I can get out of it. I can go slower or faster or turn or reverse or choose my direction or speed. But when I was asleep, I thought I couldn't. And it was very, very real. And I accepted the limitation of the dream. Don Miguel Ruiz says we are all dreaming together a collective dream. We call it society, or the group mind, or the consciousness of the human race. And the idea is not only are we to wake up to the fact that we are capable of this collective dreaming, but we are also to wake up from the dream so that we don't accept the limitations of society's dreams. And even better, we are also to consciously, mindfully, lovingly, creatively dream a new dream. We are to plant new seeds using our imagination and using our vision so that we may harvest a new awakening for ourselves, for our loved ones, for humanity, for all sentient beings. This idea appears in many of the faith traditions we have up there. And it goes something like this. Don't be fooled by the way things appear to be. Don't be tricked by the loudest voices. You may not have to go the way of the crowd, because there is a mind in you that can think, that can choose, that can understand, that can direct, that can create, that can know. And when we start to use that mind more deliberately, more mindfully, for good, we have a kind of awakening. Our founder, Ernest Holmes, said, there is a power for good in the universe greater than you are, and you can use it. And when we do start to use it, we begin to live life a little more awake. Awake to the power that is in us, and we begin to expect the new seeds that we are planting to yield new plants. Most importantly, as we wake up, we stop bending to the dream of the group. The awakening of Buddha is among the most important events in Buddhism. In case you don't know the story, the historic Buddha was a prince named Siddhartha Gautama, and he was shielded from the world by his father, the king, who didn't want him to get any spiritual ideas. And so he had no idea of what the outside world was like. And then when he finally got out of the palace to see it, he was devastated, disturbed by the reality of death and disease and sickness and aging and all the poverty. And so he gave up his privileged life and he became an unsheltered beggar. He followed the spiritual path to see if he could gain some understanding. But it led him to more frustration. He tried everything until one day he decided, I'm sitting down under this fig tree, the Bodhi tree. I'm sitting down under this Bodhi tree and I'm not getting up until I get it. He meditated. And it was during this meditation that he realized the truth of being and became Buddha, which means the one who is awake. some who celebrate Rohatsu, which starts on the 1st of December today and ends on the 8th, they do so with meditation practices that are made progressively longer, each night getting a little longer than the meditation of the night before, and it ends with an all-nighter on December the 8th. It makes sense that the celebration of Bodhi Day, of Buddha's awakening, would be a quiet affair, without parades, without fanfare. Clearly, the celebration focuses on meditation, sitting, and strengthening that practice. You can strengthen your meditation practice right here at the center. We have so many free practice sessions that are available to everyone. Sunday morning, this morning, right after this service, 9:35 a.m. in the meditation chapel upstairs. Or Wednesday evenings, 6:15 p.m. in the North Wing, room 11. Or Saturday mornings, 10 a.m., group meditation practice. And of course, our annual World Peace Meditation at 4 a.m. on December 31st. All places where you can practice and strengthen your meditation. Meditation is important and sacred as a part of our practices at the center. Meditation is a way for you and I to empty ourselves, to make room so that we can acknowledge that presence of the living spirit within the one that watches. So if you give yourself the gift of 5, 10, 15 minutes of quiet meditation and increase that a little bit, this whole week or for the rest of your life, you will find a peace there that the world cannot give you. And when you get up from your meditation, it is my opinion that you will be a little more awake, a better human, a better friend, a better citizen. Indeed, our statements of principle in Science of Mind describe it just like this. We believe that God is personal to all who feel this indwelling presence. And we believe in the direct revelation of truth through the intuitive and spiritual nature of humanity, and that any person may become a revealer of truth who lives in close contact with the indwelling God. In other words, what this says to me is that anyone and everyone, you and me, can all wake up a little more every single day because of what lives inside of us, because there is something inside of us that is already wide awake. As long, however, as we make a lifelong habit of staying in close personal contact, we can't go to sleep on the job. In other words, the path of Science of Mind is little by little raising our consciousness through meditation, study, giving, service, prayer, every day a little bit more until we have a solid conviction that everything is one. That consciousness is cause. That love is the only power. Every year, as December 1 approaches, many Buddhists start to, well, anticipate it, I would say, in an excited way, as an opportunity for them to awaken also. Some join meditation retreats that happens in Zen dojos everywhere, and they intensify their practice. Buddha, after sitting in deep contemplation, woke up. The question is, what did he wake up to? In our tradition, we would say he woke up to the nature of reality, the absolute, that which is beyond time and space, that which is beginningless and endless, that which is the only thing going on, And on the morning of his waking up, apparently he looked up and saw the morning star and said something like this: I am awakened together with the whole of the great earth and all its beings. He became aware that the morning star, him, the whole earth, everything, all was a manifestation of one something, the absolute, shared heritage. We're on a similar quest at the Center for Spiritual Living to daily wake up as best we can to that something as the foundation of our lives, more than that, as the foundation of all life. Every one of our prayers begins and ends with the recognition of that something. All of our classes and teach practices of how we may best stay aware of that something. And we teach also that every time we awaken to that something a little more, it helps us to drop the habits of mind that cause us suffering. And each time we awaken to that something a little more, it allows us to see the rest of creation as part of one unity, kindred spirits, one, one, one. And that changes the way we show up in the world. Let's look a little closer at this moment of awakening for Buddha. It is said that when he saw that morning star and its brightness, that it caused him to cry. He wept because he was so filled up with the awe of the unity of all things in that moment. Now, it couldn't have been the first time that he ever saw the morning star. But that morning, he saw it differently. We could say he saw things as they truly are, through the lens of absolute oneness, connection. And so our question is, how may we do that? Well, it turns out we have the opportunity to do that every moment of every day, in meditation or out of meditation, when we are praying and when we are not, all the time. We can start the journey of seeing things as they truly are by beginning to pay attention to the conversations in our mind, especially those places where we have stressful opinions. And then we can begin the adventure of dropping those opinions. I say it's an adventure because some of them we cherish. Some of them cling to us. Some of them will not be put down. You know, he is this, she is that, this means this, this means that. I've got the history, I know the facts, I need this, he needs that, he should that, he should that. Why isn't this, why, you know. To stop the commentary and instead to begin to just look, as if looking at the morning star for the very first time. Our founder, Ernest Holmes, said, every day and every hour we are meeting the truth. Or we might say it this way: we have the opportunity to meet the truth, but too frequently the truth is hidden behind the opinions we have. And so maybe we can think of our work as being to form new opinions about life. Opinions that are in sync with the nature of reality. Forming opinions that are in sync with the absolute, with uncompromising unity. Whew. So this week, I invite you to practice when something happens, whether it's good or bad. When you're in a conversation with someone, whether it's good or bad. When you're making a decision, whether it's easy or difficult, to ask yourself, how would Buddha see this in the moment of his awakening? Or if you want to bring it to our own science of mind tradition, you can ask yourself, how does the divine mind in me see this? Or how does the consciousness of the absolute understand this? Before taking action. Now, next week, we're going to be exploring the cultural spiritual tradition called Kwanzaa. And then the solstice, and then Christmas, and then Hanukkah. So by the end of it, we will have made a little journey around our science of mind symbol. For now, let us practice planting some new seeds. So I'm going to make some statements, and I invite you to watch your mind. And if your mind argues, just notice that it did. And drop. So I invite you to breathe in and exhale. And imagine these words are being spoken by a voice in your own consciousness, your own voice. I am a unique expression of the living spirit. I recognize the sacred in me, in others, and in life everywhere. Because of what lives in me, I am warm, sincere, honest, and genuine. I share my love easily and effortlessly. Spirit within me inspires me to help, connect, love, and care for others and for myself. There is that within me which knows, and knows that it knows, that is aware of itself. It is my constant companion. Spirit within me expresses as compassion and kindness and courage. Strength. The awareness of the absolute within and around me causes me to step into life with a confident attitude, ready to savor every moment. Let the next breath you take be deeper than the one before. As you exhale, let your eyes open as we return to the activity of the room. Today is also World AIDS Day, and we are reminded to honor the memory of those who have been lost to the epidemic, and also to support what is estimated to be 37 million people living with the virus. Today, our center cycle team is hosting their monthly bake sale. Each one of them goes on a journey, a long journey. And the purpose of it is to raise funds and awareness for education and support services for those living with HIV. You can find our team online by visiting AIDSLifeCycle.org. Then you search for a team, and it's no surprise, our team name is CSLSR. I'm directing you there because that's where you'll be able to see which of our team members needs some support in raising their required $3,000 to do the ride. Or you can go and visit them after the service, grab a donut, eat it quickly, and go meditate. Or a carrot, if you prefer. I invite the ushers to stand. Won't you please take your gift in your hand, and if you gave electronically, or either way, place your hand on your chest as a symbol of your heart connection to your giving, and to your center, your spiritual center, and say after me, I bless this gift. I send it forth to heal and prosper. It does amazing work in the world. And so it is. Ushers, please receive the gift.